can bring up anything here toll free. And the number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we give to you there. You can also get on the air with us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to send a contact request first. It will be approved, and then at that point, it'll be easy for you to contact us on Skype tonight. The us in the studio includes me, Ian,
Brett,
and Mark.
Brett's here courtesy of the School Sucks Project. We'll talk more about that here in a little bit. And lots of interesting stuff on the radar for tonight. There's a kind of a slight retrospective. It's not been a year. It's been maybe a quarter of a year in Colorado since, coming up on a half a year, since they've had marijuana legalization. And there's kind of an overview over at policymike.com. How's it going so far with that whole legalization thing? Plus, a proposal.
Good question.
Yeah, a pretty radical proposal for a curfew for teenagers in Baltimore, and more on the way, including Brett's comments on what he calls the victory lap. We'll find out what that's all about here in a moment. There's news, sort of somewhat breaking news out of Florida. I initially heard the story on Peace News Now last night with Derek Jay, and I thought this was pretty outrageous. As of yesterday, the news was that a mother was, or a father, I guess, was going to have on court order his son circumcised, 3-year-old son circumcised. Now, mom has gotten the 4th District Court of Appeals to intervene. The story's from BrowardPalmBeach.com. Heather Hieronymus of Boynton Beach and Dennis Nebus of Boca Raton had a child together in 2010 and entered into a parenting agreement more than a year later. The agreement clearly stated that the father would be responsible for scheduling and paying for the boy's circumcision. But now that the boy is 3 and has not yet been circumcised, the mother objects because, as court documents explain it, the procedure is, quote, not medically necessary, and she did not want to have the party's son undergo requisite general anesthesia for fear of death, unquote.
General anesthesia can result in death. I mean, you know, I don't think they give newborns general anesthesia when giving the circumcision that I know of. Basically, they just let them holler. They strap them down and let them holler. Whereas a 3-year-old, you're talking about somebody who can talk.
According to the story here, the boy is not yet has not yet been circumcised. Judge Jeffrey Gillen, however, last week ordered that there is no reason for the parties, or that the parties shouldn't abide by the parenting agreement, and that the father can go ahead and schedule the procedure. However, Hieronymus' attorney says, putting aside what they agreed to, if you're going to enforce this contract, you have to look at what's the best interest of the child. The best interest of the child should always trump any such agreement, said the attorney. Sinatra said that a pediatric urologist testified at a hearing and was asked what he would do in such a situation, and the urologist said he would not circumcise the boy at this age. However, the judge's order claims the urologist also testified that, quote, penile cancer occurs only in uncircumcised males, which is untrue, and uncircumcised males have a higher risk of HIV infection than circumcised males, which is debatable. Hieronymus' case has drawn support from anti-circumcision activists around the country who argue the foreskin is a useful part of the human body and that men should decide for themselves whether to circumcise when they're old enough to research it for themselves and to consent. I happen to agree to that particular perspective. I think that parents shouldn't be forcing bloody medical procedures on their kids unless they're absolutely medically necessary, and I don't consider circumcision to be medically necessary at all. However, you also get into the situation where there is a parenting agreement in play here where, okay, so you don't like the idea of circumcision, but this lady agreed to the idea of circumcision in the past. She sounds like she's changed her mind on that, but in the past she did get into a contract with the father, and that contract specified that he would be in charge of this. So should the contract in this case override the fact that this is a ridiculous procedure and completely unnecessary, or that mom changed her mind later on? Now doctors are saying, look, this little guy's too old for this procedure. What do you think the right way to approach this is?
Well, as far as the contract is concerned, you know, you'd like to think that people are concerned, that both parents anyway are concerned with what's best for the child, right?
I'd like to think so.
If the information and the circumstances have changed, you'd like to think that the party expecting the contract to be automatically upheld might look at new information or a new situation and say, okay, well, I could let go of this contract. But I'm guessing if this is, you know, a news story, we don't live in that perfect world,
right,
where that's being said.
Well, I think that if you're going to circumcise, there is a sort of acceptable time window to do that. If you're going to have to put the kid under general anesthetic, I consider that to be a major operation. And what's it for? What's the reason for that major operation at this point?
Maybe daddy was circumcised, so he feels like it's something that has to be done.
Well, to prepare for penile cancer, you know, maybe the chances of having penile cancer go up if you're not circumcised, and maybe the chances of some sexually transmitted diseases go up if you're not circumcised. But what are the odds based on this child's ethnicity, where he lives, you know, these kind of things? I think that you're still just talking about going from a 0.0001% to a 0.0009%. I mean, you're not talking about a significant risk based on this. But there is a risk also to putting the kid under general anesthetic, and I don't think that it's worth it.
Is it worth it? Yeah. A little bit more. Circumcision has become controversial in recent years. There's evidence that circumcision was performed by ancient Egyptians, and Jews believe that Abraham made a covenant with God, getting long life and fertility, if he agreed that all his male descendants would be cut. In the 1800s, circumcision grew popular as a supposed cure for masturbation. It didn't work, by the way.
No, it doesn't work.
The procedure was popularized in America as hospital births became the norm after World War II. But rates have been steadily declining in the past decade. In Europe, circumcision is considered barbaric and generally not practiced. Hieronymus' lawyer filed an emergency motion with the 4th District Court of Appeals to get a stay on Gillen's order so they could argue the matter before an appeals court. That has been granted. Hieronymus is a stay-at-home mom and has started a fundraising page to fight the matter. She describes the judge as very pro-circumcision and says, quote, "My attorney and I are going to be appealing this decision, as neither of us believe it should be a decision left to anyone other than Chase, who is 3 and a half and fully aware. As a stay-at-home mom, I do not have the funding to be able to fully accomplish this on my own. I'm pleading with fellow intactivists."
That's funny.
"Parents and all others to help me save my son, his foreskin, his rights, and hopefully other children from allowing the system to make these decisions."
I think this is more something that's going to get shared on Facebook rather than something that people are going to put money behind. That would be my thought.
There's some people who are pretty committed to this cause, this intactivism.
I guess they're going to have to be, because my son's not circumcised, and I can't say that, I'm overwhelmed with the desire to send this lady a bunch of money for her legal fight. I mean, I'm sorry for that situation that's going on with her husband. I wish she hadn't had. This is the problem with having kids with somebody you're not willing to make compromises with. Mm.
Well, I mean, you're a man with a lot of irons in the fire, for sure, and there's people who have more time and resources and thought to dedicate this. They're certainly out there. This has become a very big issue, and it makes me wonder, where does the pressure really come from? And the article hints at it. Obviously, circumcision was a religious thing.
Yes.
Originally. Okay. Now, let's step away from this and just talk about the state for a minute. Okay. And trust me, I'll bring it back, right? But things become part of a culture, or things become institutionalized, and then it's very hard for them to go away.
Sure.
Right? So the state itself, probably the grandest example, maybe there was an event thousands of years ago where a man saw another man and saw that that other man had some things that he wanted. So he hit him with a rock and he took those things. And then he said, "I got to find out a story that makes this okay." And from there, over time, we got the state.
Yes. That's the state, yeah.
And as time went by, they found new justifications for the state. And I can pick that up in a minute.
I'll come back to that thought here in a moment. And your call's welcome. By the way, she's raised $3,600 of the $5,000 she is looking to raise. We'll link to this on our Facebook. More coming up.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Kit, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder, ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, April 21st, 2014, gold opened at $12.98. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.46, $6.73 for a half ounce, or $3.36.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.46, $6.73, and $3.36.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. Circumcision. Yeah, a lot of people have some strong opinions about this issue. Are you one of those folks? You're welcome to comment. The toll free number again, 855-450-FREE. You know, we still have the 30 things to stop doing to yourself. We might get back into that. It's kind of our weekly thing with Brett here from School Socks Project. The toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE. And you've heard of shinybadges.com. Well, check out their brand-new causes tab. They have certain items. When you buy them, there's a donation that'll be given to Worthy Liberty Projects. So, for instance, you can buy the Silk Road pin, which looks awesome. I'm looking forward to getting one at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, because I know Dobby from Shiny Badges is going to be selling them there in person. And you buy the Silk Road pin, and some money will go to the Ross Ulbricht Legal Defense Fund at freeross.org. You can buy the Bitcoin Not Bombs t-shirt and contribute to Hoodie the Homeless 2014. There are others, the Cop Block badge, which is really awesome. It says, badges don't grant extra rights. It has a unique serial number on it, like a badge number. I've got one of those. They're very cool stuff over at shinybadges.com. Just click the Causes tab. You can get some really cool Liberty products that will start a conversation with your neighbors and support causes you believe in. And you get a free gift when you pay with Bitcoin at shinybadges.com. So, Brett, you were beginning the process of kind of explaining something.
Certainly, yeah. So what I was saying in the last segment is that things begin usually for bad reasons or
like
lack
circumcision, ignorance.
Lack of information. But then if they become part of the culture and they become in themselves an institution, they continue and people are comfortable with them.
It's always been that way.
Or people are benefiting from them. Maybe not so much in the case of circumcision as
Well, somebody's getting paid.
Yeah. Sure, okay.
Some doctor.
Okay, there might be a bit of a circumcision special interest, for sure.
There's a circumcision industrial complex, certainly.
It's probably a bit fairly expensive to perform that procedure.
You do tutoring, right?
I'm trying to get away from it, but I still do a little bit.
You do it, and when you sell parents the tutoring package, would you rather sell them the basic tutoring package or the deluxe tutoring package?
Oh, the deluxe.
Right, and that's really what it comes down to. The circumcision isn't by any means what keeps the doctor going, but it might pay his green fees for the next day.
Sure, absolutely. So as far as the state example is concerned, man hits another man with a rock, takes his stuff. Sooner or later, if this behavior continues, we have to make up a story to make this okay. So at first, it has all of these sort of supernatural justifications. I am a god, I am the god, and as people get more reasonable over the centuries, it's, well, I talk to God, I got kind of a personal relationship, he tells me what to do, I do the will of God, mm-hmm. The scientific revolution happens, so like, okay, at no point do the people in power say, look at the egg all over our face, we were wrong, we were tricking you. We're sorry, the justifications just continue. No, it's not the will of God, it's the will of the people. Yeah. We're here for you.
You know, every once in a while they'll get a little bump, like somebody will write a book that says the wisdom of crowds, you know, and say, yeah, democracy, we generally make the right decisions. But in fact, circumcision, it starts from some guy named Graham and some guy named Kellogg's. Yeah, those guys. Graham crackers and Kellogg's.
Well, they helped popularize it. They didn't start it.
They certainly didn't start it, but in this country, they certainly made it a big deal.
Yeah, they were the ones who wanted to stop masturbation.
It's all about religion for them.
So then it continues. Back to circumcision, it starts with this unreasonable justification, by today's standards, unreasonable anyway. By the time we move into the very Victorian 1800s, it's about people restraining themselves from sexual pleasure. But the institution, the practice, already has some momentum. When the religious justification starts to seem more watered down or unreasonable, they come up with something new. So now, obviously, we're beyond masturbation into reducing risk of penile cancer or HIV transmission. But it was just a question that I was positing. Where did the momentum for these types of things really come from? And I think if we dig, we can find that they usually go back pretty far.
Well, in this case, they certainly do. The Kellogg and Graham characters, I remember watching a story on Penn & Teller's BS about them and this history that they have. Of course, it wasn't just circumcision. They had a whole anti-self-pleasuring agenda.
Oh, it was very popular once, yeah.
And so, I mean, that's where it must have come from, the kind of the puritanical roots of the United States, and that message resonated with parents out there who wanted to prevent their children from the horrors of masturbation that they themselves had likely gone through at some point in their lives and felt very, very guilty about, and they figured they could save their children from those terrible desires.
And it also, it brings up this broader question of how much Puritanism is in us. You know, like maybe there's not a lot in you, but I can remember times in my life where I've said, I'm a hard worker. You know, That is totally
the Puritan.
The Puritan work ethic, right? Because idle hands, you know, wind up in your pants. So a big part of like working hard,
so true.
Working for work's sake, that was a Puritan value. Mm. And that was something that needed to be schooled or acculturated into, basically put into through culture, people as they came to America. So we all might have a touch of that. You know, like I still have this inner monologue that says, did I work 40 hours this week on my stuff? Did I?
If you didn't, you're not valuable, right?
Well, that's the thing. Did I work enough this week to warrant the donations that I'm getting from, you know, School Sucks? And that is this kind of Puritan inner voice, because that was very much schooled into me my whole life. It's very much a part of our culture.
Your thoughts are welcome here at 855-450-FREE. By the way, Dad in the story that we are telling you about, this is the parents who are fighting over whether their 3-year-old son should be circumcised. They're fighting in court. Dad hung up when reached by phone for comment, so he doesn't want to talk about the issue
right with
the media. Apparently, right now, the courts, the appeals court has put a stay on the circumcision, and it has yet to be determined as to whether or not this is going to happen. A quick Google of what is the cost of child circumcision? It's some responses say anywhere between $300 and $600. Perhaps as low as a couple hundred, but certainly no lower than that. So that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, and I'd like to point out that I think that there are legitimate reasons for circumcision. I mean,
and what is that?
Well, there's a condition called paraphimosis, which I think is probably the best reason for it that I can figure out. And that's a situation where the foreskin is kind of tight and doesn't slide back the way it's supposed to.
Okay.
And, you know, you essentially need some kind of plastic surgery, or at the very least some kind of skin stretching regimen that you go through on a regular basis.
Or a circumcision.
Well, okay. Circumcision is plastic surgery.
I see.
I mean, what else is it?
I don't know. I don't know what defines plastic surgery. There's certainly no plastic involved, is there? I don't know anything about it.
Okay. All right.
Is there plastic involved in plastic surgery? Why do they call it plastic surgery?
I think it has to do with plasticity, the moving or stretching of...
I could not say.
Gotcha. Well, anyway, you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, you know, speaking of kids, there's an interesting story at AOL about a restaurant that is apparently giving a well-behaved kids discount. That's kind of an interesting way for the market to incentivize good behavior in a, you know, business. A lot of people don't like kids causing trouble in the restaurants, and it can be annoying for other customers.
Like to see the criteria for well-behaved, though.
Yeah, first. Okay. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here, and you can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, 30 things to stop doing to yourself, and we'll talk about the victory lap on Free Talk Live.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supply and quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are all over the news. I've been hearing a bit more rumblings about Bitcoin. I think that we're probably poised, my opinion, poised for an increase in value as far as Bitcoins go here. So if you want to get some Bitcoins, the best place to do that is cashintocoins.com. The instructions there are clear. It's easy, safe, fast, completely legal, inexpensive. Customer service is their top priority. You're going to be taken care of every step of the way where you need to be taken care of. All you have to do is get a hold of them. You can use a money order, a check, or a wire transfer. I've done this multiple occasions with cashintocoins.com. I've done lots of business with them. The rates are great there. You can actually get Bitcoins at no cost at all. If you order fewer than $40 worth of Bitcoins, well then, or middle bits or whatever they are, you don't have to pay any fee. So it's less than $40 free, anything over $40. Because they want you to get into Bitcoins. They want you to begin your saving of Bitcoins, because I think it's going to really be a big deal. Cashintocoins.com.
All right. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also in the news, Chelsea Manning, that's the person formerly known as
Private Manning.
Bradley Manning, yeah. The individual who's now going to prison probably for most of the rest of their life. Who's in prison for releasing so-called military secrets. And apparently he is now attempting to become a she, is interested in going through a certain treatment to do that, and apparently there's a decision pending I had heard that it was already made, but apparently the decision is pending to transfer. No, no, here it is in the Boston Herald. That apparently the decision has been made. The okay has been given to send her over to a non-military facility. The Pentagon is trying to transfer convicted national security leaker Private Chelsea Manning to a civilian prison where she can get treatment for a gender identity condition. But her lawyer said Wednesday that a move from a military prison would make Manning choose between the treatment and her safety. Two Pentagon officials told the AP on Tuesday that Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel gave the Army approval last month to try to work out a plan to transfer Manning from Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, to a federal prison. Manning entered the Army as a man named Bradley. The officials were not authorized to speak on the record and discuss the matter on condition of anonymity. Manning has been diagnosed with gender dysphoria, the sense of being a woman in a man's body. Civilian prisons can provide treatment, but the Defense Department does not, and transfer would allow her to see if she wants to complete the transformation into being a woman. Transgender people are not allowed to serve in the military. Manning was convicted of sending classified documents to anti-secrecy website WikiLeaks. The soldier has asked for hormone therapy to be able to live as a woman. The request was first by a transgender military inmate, and set up this dilemma for the department, how to treat a soldier for a diagnosed disorder without violating long-standing military policy. The military has also repeatedly argued that it does not have the medical expertise to provide treatment for gender dysphoria. So if this moves forward, then Bradley, a.k.a. Chelsea, will be able to get the treatment that she is looking for, and maybe get out of a military prison, although maybe that's not as good as it necessarily sounds.
Private Manning is attempting to do it, so for whatever reason, that's what she wants, right?
Apparently, the defense officials say the Army is expected to meet with the Justice Department to discuss the matter, and the Justice Department declined to comment. According to the executive director of the National Center for Transgender Equality, they said the Constitution requires that prisoners be given medical treatment, saying that it prohibits cruel and unusual punishment against any prisoners, and it doesn't matter if she's requesting treatment for gender dysphoria or a broken leg. They have to treat her, and it is cruel to withhold medical treatment. Pentagon press secretary said no decision to transfer Manning to a civilian detention facility had been made. Any such decision will properly balance the soldier's medical needs with our obligation to ensure that Private Manning remains behind bars. He said, the military's refusal to provide necessary medical treatment is flat-out transphobia, said Coombs.
Well,
rather than deal with the reality that transgender persons are currently serving in the military, they would seek to pawn off any responsibility for these. The Army sends an average of 15 to 20 prisoners a year to civilians' prisons, but Manning's appeals have not been exhausted. She's still in the military, and her case is of national security interest. These are factors that normally would prevent a transfer.
So let me get this straight. They want her to stay in a military prison and receive the treatment for, what is it, gender dysphoria?
Uh-huh.
There? Is that what the goal is of this?
Well, apparently if they do that, they'll violate their own policies. So apparently if she stays in the military prison, she can't receive the treatment.
Okay.
So the idea
I'm asking
is
what Chelsea Manning's lawyers want.
They want her transferred, from what I understand.
Transferred, okay.
But I could be misunderstanding.
I find this one very difficult. One would assume you come into prison with a broken leg, or you came into a situation without a broken leg. So if you break your leg at the prison, yes, the prison should be responsible for fixing your leg. Prisons also provide treatment for ongoing things, like, for instance, if you get a cavity, whether you had a cavity before you arrived or after you arrived, whatever, you know, they'll pull a tooth or fill a cavity or whatever. But mostly what they provide as far as medical treatment is as little medical treatment as they possibly can get away with.
Mm.
I mean, that's been my experience when I was in prison. And, you didn't see a lot of people getting a lot of complicated surgeries or anything like that. I knew a guy who had major back problems, wanted surgery for years, and, just got nothing. All he got was ibuprofen prescribed to him for like a decade. And he claimed his liver was going to be shot as a result, but he just didn't have any choice. So I find this, a difficult situation. I don't think that, like, viscerally, I say no, you don't go to prison and get yourself a gender change operation on the taxpayer dime. Sorry, to my mind, sort of an elective surgery, as it were. And, you know, no, I don't get a nose job, but I really want a nose job. I'm a guy with a normal nose trapped in a body with a large nose. You know, it doesn't appeal to me. Now, I don't think Chelsea Manning should be in prison. I am going to represent, I'm going to respect that Chelsea Manning wants to be called a woman, even though, you know, I don't have a lot of experience with this whole gender dysphoria thing. I'm going to go, yep, okay. She says she's a she. Fine. I can live with that. But, you know, the U.S. taxpayer is now responsible for paying for what I consider to be elective surgery. I can't go that far.
By the way, maybe I did misunderstand. Her lawyer did say that civilian prisons are not as safe as the military prisons, and they would not find a civilian prison to be acceptable, but a military facility would be. So they want her to be able to receive the treatment, and they want her to be able to receive it at a military prison, but apparently that may not be possible.
So this gets a little more interesting if it's a military prison, because, you know, you kind of have to ask yourself, well, the military took on this individual. Shouldn't they have done some testing to know whether or not they were going to have to deal with somebody who wanted to have, some kind of operation in the future? I don't know.
What is the likelihood anybody's going to have an "Are you a transgender" test when you go to jail?
I think that's something that could very easily be suppressed as well, repressed within an individual, especially when they're looking to enter the military. Sure. And maybe this is a conclusion that Chelsea Manning came to after spending a very significant period of time in unhealthy isolation. Saying it was the result.
24-hour lighting and everything. I mean, I remember reading about that years ago.
Now, I'm not saying it was the result of an unhealthy situation that she came to this conclusion, but with that much time to think and maybe discover things about yourself, that's part of it. I don't like the fact that it's being called a mental illness, right, which makes the situation even more complicated.
That it needs to be treated or something like that.
Yeah.
We'll come back with more. You're welcome to share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. We'll also pick up on the list of 10 things to stop doing to yourself, and we'll talk about a victory lap. What is that? Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants on our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then please shop with us. You can get your shopping taken care of. Get a whole lot of stuff from Amazon. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are Amazon links for Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just click into the right Amazon for you, order whatever it is you're looking to buy, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Very simple process, and it works. It makes a big difference for us when you do that. So thank you for shopping with us through shop.freetalklive.com. Brett is with us from the School Sucks Project, and you were telling us before the show, Brett, that you wanted to talk about something that you called, for lack of a better term, the Libertarian Victory Lap?
Yeah. This might upset some people.
Okay.
I think this is important. I've been watching this go on for some time, mostly on Facebook. And I think it's just something that people should be conscious of. Or I'd like to see people be conscious of it. I mean, people can do whatever they want, of course. But a tragedy happens. Right? Something terrible. People die. Sandy Hook was a good example. Sandy Hook was where I really first noticed this. And then I noticed in my newsfeed on Facebook that people were posting things like, see what happens in a gun-free zone?
Mm.
You know, and that doesn't show a lot of empathy at all. And it's really not a winning strategy as far as, like, PR is concerned to express excitement and satisfaction when other people die. Not directly because other people died, but it still is being, you know, kicked off by that. So what,
it's like the people's deaths are a tool for your political ends kind of thing?
Exactly. So I was listening to your show from last night, and you had a caller named Tom, who is at this point basically notorious for calling in and, you know, being excited one way or the other about the death of police officers.
Yeah.
So you could see him exercising just a little bit of restraint, not enough for me not to notice, when he was describing the story of how cops were shot during a drug raid. Now, obviously, these are people, objectively speaking, these are people who are going armed into some place that is not their property, where other people are armed, and they're getting shot. And, you know, that's in many ways justifiable. But there's still this question of, you know, should it be something that could be interpreted by others, outsiders, as being celebrated by voluntarists or libertarians or anarchists?
Mm-hmm.
And it's troubling when I see this. So this came back into my head, first because of, you know, Tom's call yesterday, but also because of the situation that happened in New Hampshire just a few days ago.
Some cop was killed, right?
A cop was killed, and quite a story. It actually happened in Brentwood, which is the town that I lived in, still at this point, most of my life, until I was 18 years old. I lived in Brentwood, I grew up in Brentwood, New Hampshire, and I know a lot of people there. So
Brentwood, always up to no good.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
This is actually the first bad thing that's ever happened there that I know of.
Okay.
You know, aside from car accidents. So the town of Brentwood is maybe 3,500 people, and I'm friends with, you know, quite a few people on Facebook just because, you know, we grew up in Brentwood.
Yeah.
You know, or their parent, they're friends of my mom or something, and they say, hey, I know you, and you're on Facebook, how, you know, baby boomers are on
sure,
Facebook.
Sure, search Brentwood, and you come up.
So I've seen this interesting juxtaposition on my wall in the last couple of days where all of these people that I know from Brentwood are changing their profile pictures to the Brentwood police badge.
Oh, boy.
Now, I'm not in that camp by any stretch of the imagination. But then I also see things like, cop broke into someone's house and got shot. Good.
Mm-hmm.
And we mentioned we were talking about a blogger who, in his own words, was celebrating the death of this cop.
I'm looking at a post like it right now. You know,
a celebratory post.
Yeah, I'm glad he's dead. Another politician's lapdog put down like the mad attack dog they are. Nothing less than what people who work enforcing the edicts of politicians deserve.
Okay. Now, I knew who this person was.
The cop?
Yeah. I know a lot of people who knew him. I know that he had a family. I agree with everything that I've heard people say from pure principle standpoint. He was an intruder in somebody else's home. He was, you know, brandishing a firearm. Certainly, in a just world, if a somebody who is part of a criminal gang did that, that is the consequence. But I'm still wondering if that's something that it's okay to say, if it's smart to say, if that's really going to be a winning strategy, or if the people who say these things are just functioning in this insular world where if they have a blog, they know who reads their blog, mm-hmm. their blog doesn't exist for the purpose of outreach, and if they're posting this stuff on Facebook, they know who their Facebook friends are, and they don't care who sees it, because most of the people who see it are probably going to agree with it. But I just thought it was interesting because I've had maybe just a tiptoe in the Brentwood people memorializing the cop camp, you
yep.
know, it's because they're people I know, and I knew who this guy was, and I lived in that town, and there is some connection or certainly some empathy for those people. But obviously, most of my weight is in this other camp on the other foot, and I just think it's an interesting situation.
I think that it's this happens a great deal, is that people are able to point to somebody who's on the extreme other side of the position, whatever it is, and say, see, look, this is what they think of us. And either side, you pick the extreme side of this position, the putting up the worshiping of the, you know, the state in this situation. Oh, it's terrible that a person who went inside somebody else's house with a gun has been shot and killed. Let's all memorialize him in a way that we would not memorialize anybody
else right.
killed in New Hampshire.
Right.
Okay? People have been killed in New Hampshire. There's 1.4 million people in New Hampshire. People get killed every week in New Hampshire doing their jobs. This guy's job wasn't going to be making anybody safer by going into this house in all likelihood. I don't know the specifics of the circumstance, but it's unlikely. However, on the other side of the situation, when you've got a picture, and I'm looking right here of it, of a cop that's bloodied and bashed, and it says, good cop? Well, he is now. You're making their case on both sides. Both sides of this, you're making their case. And you're being the straw man that they're looking for. And it just polarizes people and puts them in other camps.
Yeah.
It's going to make it that much more difficult for me to talk to somebody about, hey, well, look, I mean, I feel terrible for this man and his family. I really do. I mean, obviously, he was just doing his job, but I mean, we've got to consider the job for a second. There's 40,000 drug raids in America every year. Most of them are done over the drug war, excuse me, home raids every year, and most of them are done over the drug war. Why not stop the drug war, and then you won't have as many dead cops? As a matter of fact, you won't need as many cops, and people can do other jobs. You can allocate funds more efficiently in our society, and we can grow more quickly to whatever that is that we're going to achieve in the future.
Do you think a longer explanation like that? I mean, because that's a longer version of a quote, right?
It's tough to make that a meme.
It is. It's not a meme.
Right.
Do you think that longer version that you just explicated there, is that something that is going to be persuasive to a person who has put up the cop thin blue line or the badge as their profile picture? I mean, it's certainly talking in calmer terms and not using ridiculous hyperbole or whatever certainly is.
Well, now you're going to find my bias, Ian. My bias is I've got a news story that I just found today that says that 4% of people believe that they're in the bottom 50% of intelligence.
Okay, it's meaning everybody thinks they're pretty bright.
Yes, 55% of people believe that they're, you know, relatively smart.
Mm-hmm.
I me too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the difficulty I have is that if I try to use reason and persuasion with somebody who isn't facile with that kind of thinking, you know, way of thinking, you know, critical thinking and reason, I'm not going to have much luck.
And when I see this kind of stuff, I do always.
I've done it. I can say for sure there have been posts I've made out of just frustration or whatever, where I've just said, you know, this is what I think. And then somebody will be upset with me about it. And I'll say, well, what are you doing reading my Facebook profile? If you don't like what I say, why are you reading this? And so are you arguing, Brett, that people who have strong feelings should withhold them, should think twice before they post?
No, of course. I don't want to say people should anything, you know, but I just think that it's important that we have, when some other blogger writes a post about celebrating the death of a cop, I think that a good counter is exactly what we're doing right now, turning, a meme or a short blog article into a conversation that goes into more detail. I think it's important that we do this.
I agree with that. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We can talk more about it coming up here and ways to make your life better on the way.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait. Others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.